This is the Texas Standard.
There's a controversial proposal to bring American troops home from Afghanistan. Here's some background. Just 6 years ago, there were more than 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Obama had pledged to bring them all back, to end the U.S. military's role there. But once he left office, more than 8,000 American troops remained. The drawdown has not been easy. In February, the top military commander said the fight with the Taliban is at a stalemate. He asked for more troops. So what's President Trump to do? One possibility is to send private contractors instead of American troops. Perhaps the name Blackwater rings a bell? Here to explain the latest developments is Sean Snow. He's a reporter for Military Times. Sean, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
So in mid-July, aides to President Trump started talking with some businessmen, Eric Prince, founder of Blackwater, and Steven Feinberg, owner of DynCorp. What do we know about these conversations?
Well, we do know, we've seen that Eric Prince has submitted a proposal. And in that proposal, he is looking to bridge various capability gaps in the Afghan Air Force. A lot of what General Nicholson's plan that he put forth before lawmakers in February was about building offensive capabilities of the Afghan Air Force, giving them UH-60 Blackhawks, and increasing their air power capability. Well, this new contractor plan, instead of using U.S. troops, what Eric Prince is looking to do is use his own private Air Force, help bridge those capability gaps while the Afghan Air Force starts to get on its feet. And the Afghan Air Force won't be fully mature for a couple more years, as those new Blackhawks won't be ready until then. And training on the Blackhawks doesn't start until later this fall.
This isn't the first time that Eric Prince has been using his private Air Force in different countries, right, to help governments?
No, in fact, Lancaster 6, the company that's on the proposal, has actually already been operating in Afghanistan. But for the most part, what they've been providing is air mobility services, transport, paradrops, dropping supplies. This plan goes a lot further than that. The aircraft involved in this are like the A-4 Skyhawk, AN-26 gunships. These are designed for close air support in destroying hostile forces. So this plan goes a lot further than that. And Eric Prince is also, his private Air Force has been used in other areas around the world to include Iraq, Somalia, and Central Africa.
This idea of using private contractors is very controversial. During the Bush administration, contractors got a bad rap. Blackwater saw four employees criminally convicted for shootings in Nisour Square in Iraq. The private contracting companies have seemed to lie low, or at least been out of public view for a little while now. Does this mean they're coming back, or have they always been there?
I think they've always been there operating in the shadows, but I think this proposal goes a little bit further than what a lot of people have generally seen. This proposal is actually looking to operate in what is typically the purview of states, which is using hostile force to take out enemy combatants. Usually private contractors are used in some security roles, protecting high-value personnel. Most private military contractors are actually not contracted out by governments themselves. Sometimes they're contracted out by third-party elements. But here we're actually seeing a proposal to an actual government to use full-on military force against an adversary. And I think there's going to be a lot of legal questions and issues that come up as a result of this. And one of the big things is that this proposal is looking to fill a role that is typically done by a sovereign entity and not a private military organization.
Sean, there's a lot more we could talk about, but we've got to wrap up. Sean Snow is a reporter for the Military Times. Sean, thank you for your time.
Thank you.